H-1 minute. The airplane is up over our shoulders. It is a bright silver spot in the sky.
Turn it on, I'm gonna look away and then I'll find it again.
30 seconds.
I got him.
John sees it. 25 seconds.
Look away and then look back and you'll see it easy.
20 seconds. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
There it goes.
The rocket is gone. We felt a heat pulse, a very bright light, a fireball. It is red. The sky looks black about it. It is boiling above us there. It is rapidly losing its color. There is the ground wave. It is over, folks. It happened. The mounds are vibrating. It is tremendous. Directly above our heads.
It went.
It went.
Boy, I'd hate to be
good,
there.
Good. As it is a huge fireball. The mounds are still echoing through here. Wasn't that a perfect, perfect shot?
I think first time in history that bombers will turn back now.
Colonel Bruce.
The bombers won't come.
Well, I feel this has been a great day for Air Defense Command. There's no question in my mind that that won't do the job that it's designed to do.
Where's the 89?
Namely, completely destroy a bomber at that altitude. There's absolutely no danger for the personnel on the ground here. We did feel the heat momentarily as though one stepped out into the bright sunshine. And the blast, of course, was very discernible. I feel that the test has been extremely successful from all aspects, and certainly as far as Ground Zero is concerned, there's no danger to anybody on the ground. Okay, Bodie, I'll turn it back to you.
It's remarkable. It's so directly over our heads. We're certainly here at Ground Zero. Don Lutchell, come on in. Say something for this.
On the ground, we saw a brilliant white flash and a loud sound as if a tremendous thunderclap had gone off over our heads, but we were completely unharmed. There was absolutely no damage done to the people on the ground. For personnel on the ground, this rocket is perfectly safe. For an enemy aircraft in the air, it would be devastating.
We can still see, and it's an orange cloud with a ring around it and a white spot through it. There is still a trail from the rocket motor.
This is Lieutenant Colonel Ball. There's just absolutely no doubts in our minds at all that this is the most tremendous air defense weapon that's ever been invented. And we'll do the job and change the nature of air defense most completely from now on.
My only regrets right now are, this Colonel Bruce, that everybody couldn't have been out here at Ground Zero with us. Okay, Bodie.
We can still see. It's a very odd cloud. It is white in the center, and there's a bright orange ring towards the outside of it. Then below it, there's like a hazy cloud. I don't know, Colonel Bruce. I've never quite seen a cloud like this from atomic detonation. Have you?
No, I haven't, Bodie. There seems to be quite a halo connected with it, and there's quite a bit of mist up there. This is new to me.
Maybe from seeing it from Ground Zero, we're missing a mushroom, but there doesn't seem to be any evidence of a mushroom type of stem that we have associated with other detonations.
That's right, Bodie. It appears to be a very nicely formed toroid.
Folks, it was just a wonderful thrill to see that interceptor come in, that rocket go at the zero count. This thing went off with a white flash. It was just beautiful.
This is Major Hughes again. Just looked up at that ring again, and it occurred to me that the ring could well symbolize the ring of protection that this weapon will throw around us.